Nevada.
Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm a frickin' weasel.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. You're not just a weasel, you're a frickin' weasel.
A frickin' weasel. That's all they had. I mean, these cast members are, I don't want to say they're kind of boring. I mean, as much as we made fun of Debbie,
at least she
had some hashtags. This is
right.
This hashtag nobody says anything.
Yeah, they're a little bit of dry toast, if you will.
Right. I think our hashtag was "He's gone, Doc," about a burnt fish.
Yeah. Because he caught a big one.
Even the people that are like good characters, like Mike, are just wholesome. There's not really much to,
Now with Mike,
make fun of.
You catch a tiny little fish, and then you swim all the way back in. Could there not
I'm
be
contributing? I'm, okay,
he was. Real
I,
proud.
I just want to tell you right now, Mike Goldfish is bigger than the fish Mike caught.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
just gotta keep Mike away from my fish tank.
He might catch two and feel real special about himself.
But really, I mean, if you go out there, don't you bring like a bag or something to put the fish in that you catch?
I guess.
I mean,
you've gone all that way. Catch.
Oh, leave the man alone. He's trying. He's out of his element.
Exactly. I get it.
Would you be able to go out there and catch a fish? Come on. Give him a break here.
One day we might find out.
If I caught one, I would stay out there and try and catch another one. Maybe he did. Maybe, I don't know. He seemed like he was like, I caught one. I got to come back in and show everybody. Hey, guys, fish tick for dinner. Hey, let's go.
Just like a big boy.
Yeah. At least he shared it.
Hey.
Because Cole wouldn't.
Maybe there's not like big things happening, big moves happening every episode. That said, it's still at least, it's picking up that it's getting more enjoyable, where you're starting to see the groundwork laid for some of the tensions and clashes that's going to happen in the merge. And I completely did not see Allie going home tonight.
Yeah, I thought I did not
I,
see
I
that.
Thought, I saw it.
Really?
When they were talking and when she walked away from Chrissy and then during tribal council with Ryan's looks, I go, oh, it's going to be Allie.
See, now, when Chrissy had her hair done all pretty at Tribal, I figured Allie had to have done that, right? Because that was pretty good for not using a mirror, so I just went to the only other woman on the tribe would have been doing it. So I was like, oh, maybe, it's got to...
That's extremely sexist.
It is, but...
Meant to do hair.
Percentage-wise, I'm going to take my chances and hedge my bet that...
Well, she could have done her hair and said, okay, thanks for doing my hair. You're gone.
Yeah, well, clearly that's what happened, but I thought that maybe, everybody got along and bonded because they knew that it was going to be JP, but clearly,
Allie got screwed last week when she wasn't told about the move.
Yeah.
Totally.
And a reaction, I mean, we should probably save for once we actually get into the recap.
Yeah, is this the right
moves by Ryan here? And that's my teaser that I'll give to my thoughts here on the way the last couple tribals has gone in Ryan's gameplay. I know he's your winner pick, Colleen, so I don't want to, slam him too much, but I have some airing of the grievances for Ryan's gameplay that I will talk about at the end of this episode.
Air away when it gets to that point. So, okay, we'll get into the recap. Survivor Heroes H, Survivor Triple H, because I can never say it right. Episode 6, This Is Why You Play Survivor. We start with the Soko tribe, night 14, immediately following tribal council. Allie is angry at Ryan about voting out Rourke without telling her. Ryan says that Allie was just too close to her. And Allie counters with, well, I've only known her for 4 days. I've known you since the beginning. Clearly I was closer to you. They argue about like the trust issue, and he says, well, clearly I trust you or else you'd be gone. Which I thought was a really ballsy thing to say. Like, I don't know. That didn't sound... I thought that was...
There must have been more going on between where Ryan didn't trust her.
I guess.
So, because he just ditched her.
He did.
Two tribal councils.
He did. Allie is really upset. The confessionals of her from that night and the following morning, she seems to be crying, so I felt kind of bad for her. But they continue to argue over who Allie was in an alliance with. Allie says that this is clearly a wake-up call. And, yeah. I had a sentence that I started to type and didn't finish about Ryan. And
well, in the case for her, it was a wake-up call too late.
Too late.
Yes. She puts hits news too often. Mm-hmm.
So did you want to talk here about...
No, I'll talk about the end when she gets voted off. That's
I did want to point out that as of this moment, the middle of the third, Houston's up 5-0 over the Dodgers to keep that baseball theme going.
Awesome.
Way to jinx them, Jack. Way to jinx them.
That's me.
The jinx. All right. We go over to Yawa, day 15. Dr. Mike is so proud that he can do anything he wants, including for providing for his tribe. He promptly loses a fish in the fire.
That was funny. I like Ben's luck. It was like,
yeah, Ben and was it Jessica?
Yeah,
that was really fun. It's nice to see, you know, people having fun too, like actual fun moments.
I was shocked Cole didn't dive into the fire to get the little piece of fish.
I gotta eat, man.
Ben is proud of Dr. Mike for not giving up despite being out of his element. He points out that Cole has shown his true colors because he's sitting there eating a big fish that he caught all by himself versus Dr. Mike, who's trying to share his little fish. I feel like that was a euphemism for something, but... Lauren confronts Cole about his eating habits, and he says that he needs to eat a lot to be strong for the challenges, and they cannot win without him.
Yeah.
That's debatable. Yeah. I mean, I guess they're winning, but I mean, there's a certain point, especially with, you know, a merge looming, where it's like, it doesn't really matter anymore, but okay.
Right. Now, do you think if they would have lost immunity that he would be gone?
Yes. I totally think that.
There'd really be no reason to keep him.
Yeah, it would have been, what, two against two?
Right.
2v2?
No, wait, Lauren, Ben, Dr. Mike, three to two.
If Mike flipped to the other side, then three to two.
I really thought they were setting it up for him to go home. I was like, yes, I'm going to actually get a pick. Nope. My Survivor Gamedar is completely off this year for...
It's a pregnancy brain.
It must be. It really is. It's throwing me off. All my energy and brain cells are going elsewhere. Anyway, so we have this little, I guess, scene or whatever where Cole goes over to Jessica and he's all like, "You make me nervous. I forgot how to talk to pretty girls." And we all roll our eyes.
Yeah, whatever.
And then Lauren and Ben are talking by the campfire and he's like, "She's a smart girl. I can't imagine her going to like live with him in a van."
That was the best line of the night.
That was the best line of the night, yeah. Now, is Cole already passed out at this point?
No, this is before that.
All right.
But I did think that was really funny.
That was funny.
Is, you know, creeping up on with the good one-liners the last few episodes. We head over to the reward challenge, or again, as our son likes to say, it's the game! Yay! His favorite parts of the episode. They're playing for pizza. 10 pizzas for first place. 1 pizza for second place.
That's quite a drop off.
No pizzas for third place. I thought so too. Because also 10 pies for 5 people, 4 people, however many it is. That's a lot, especially when you haven't eaten in a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't
anyone
know.
Anyone think when they were walking back to camp that Cole would have eaten all the pizza that they won?
Yeah. We were thinking that too, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was going to be the final straw. But
I thought for sure he'd come back and have like sauce all over his face.
Huh? But I mean, is 10 pizzas excessive? Like, I thought that was like the haves and haves nots for sure.
Well, we're always saying, you know, is the reward worth dying
for?
Yeah,
This one is worth heat stroke.
It is because
Beast Mode Cowboy.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. JP wins for Soko. Ben wins for Yawa. JP, while not pleased to be singled out for winning, is glad that his tribe has to realize that they need him to win challenges. So when we went to that end scene, I kept thinking back to this confessional and was like, oh, they were setting it up for him to go. They were setting it up. that, you know, he stood out. And again, I was wrong. I can't believe how off I am this season.
I don't think anyone views JP as a threat because he's not playing the game.
He's playing a quiet game.
Yeah, I don't think anyone sees him as a threat.
No, I mean, but the thing is, if he's good at challenges, could he run through? But does Ryan
use him to get to the final three?
Yeah, he could. Yeah. I mean, we made comparisons to him and Fishback earlier on in the season,
right?
And we thought Devin was going to be his meat shield that he rides to the end. But is he just adding more options with kind of keeping JP along? Maybe.
I mean, he doesn't see him as a I mean, if he's not a threat, you bring him along.
Right. Also, JP is likely, even if you have to win every single immunity challenge, he's going to be an easy target coming up in the next couple of weeks. So why not get rid of somebody who can slip by under? It's classic Survivor gameplay, right?
Right.
Right. All right. So we go over to Soko, and they're eating their 10 pizzas. And Ryan must listen to our Survivor podcast because he says JP is a 10 in these challenges. He considers taking him a big physical threat right before taking him out. Sorry. Right before the merge, we go over to Levu Day 15. Levu, I never get that tribe right. Everything is kind of a tense atmosphere on there. Joe and Desi discuss Joe looking for an idol, while Devin and Ashley discuss Desi and Joe. Ashley tries to talk to Desi about not trusting Joe. And it's a lot easier than she thinks it's going to be, because she says, I think Joe will stick with us to a point. It's just a matter of what point.
Yeah.
And she's right. Desi says that she totally vote Joe out because he's a very
Desi,
good player.
Game acumen. My winner's pick. Great game acumen.
Was that your winner's pick? Did you confirm?
I'm pretty sure Desi's my winner's pick.
Okay.
She finally spoke.
Yeah, Desi's my winner's pick. So I'm saying good game acumen here, knowing that Joe would just throw it. I mean, again, it's probably not that hard, but you know, I like what I'm seeing here for my winner's pick.
She's your winner's pick. Do you really think at this point she can win?
Hey, I've won this game several times, Jack. I don't think you've ever won the tally game.
I've never won it, but I'm asking you a
Colleen's
question.
Won the most,
this, from what we've seen so far, does Des
not
win
this
game?
If Michelle can win, anybody can win. Okay, it's anybody's game. Anytime.
You win. You
okay,
win.
It's fair point. Terrible though. Fair point. Joe, meanwhile, knows that he's probably a target, and he comes across a new idol clue on a tree. So, wait, was Devin following him to, like, babysit him, and he just managed to miss the giant map on the tree?
I think he was babysitting him, maybe just, you know, trying to just shadow him, but Joe wins anyway.
Seriously, though, how did he not see the big thing on the tree?
Well, he was walking a different direction.
Yeah, he was on the other side.
Ah. So Joe plans to go out at night and find that idol. And good job for him, because the idol was in the exact same place as the first one, so he didn't even really need to do all that looking.
He did lay down to get the 5 feet, though.
That was
good math.
So does that mean he's only 5 feet tall?
Could be. He'll do anything for his kids. So that's a good deal.
I have on the computer here, since season 32, Colleen has won twice with Ko Wrong. She won by picking Michelle as the winner pick.
Hashtag winners it.
Season 33, I won, ended up with 25 points. And then Colleen won last season.
Oh, because my Culpepper winner's pick.
Your Culpepper winner's pick plus the side bet.
Oh, that's
you in.
Right.
So, I think, Jack, you're in the front right now. You have a chance to win your first Mr. Crab Cup.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Are we going to actually get a Crab Cup?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
All right, cool.
All right. Yeah, we are. I remember I went to jandeck.com/Amazon.
Listeners, if you ever wonder where your patron money goes, it goes into the Crab Cup.
Money well spent.
Very well spent. Anyway, we go to night 15. Joe is looking and shares that he's out there to get the million to provide for his family. He finds the idol and is ecstatic and says, "This is why you play Survivor." And then they promptly make it the episode title.
I have to back up Jack here in terms of just boring kind of content. It must be a pretty boring season when that's the title. It's like, this is why you play Survivor.
Yeah.
We need something here, guys. We need a title. Yeah.
Well, at one point during the reward challenge, when Propes was just spouting his Propesism stuff on the beach that everyone tunes out, I could have sworn he said, this is why you play Survivor. And I was like, oh, that's cheating. Jeff can't have the title.
I did think he did say it.
It needed to be in all caps, though, if he said it. He was like, this is why you play Survivor.
Yeah.
I think you heard Joe say it and said, yeah, I think I'm going to kind of work that in on the next reward challenge or immunity challenge. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do.
There we go.
It's like Jay said, it's lame.
Yeah, it is a lame quote. I think that's
you said, Debbie, I can't stand her.
But she
gave you three or four episode titles.
Yeah, girl gave good sound bites. I think that they should have somehow worked in, I can't imagine her like going to live in a van with him, as the episode title.
That would have been a good hashtag.
Seriously. We head over into the, we go to Yawa Day 16. Cole randomly passes out, much like Wendy Williams. They all kind of look the same. So now that I've seen two people,
I do remember seeing that.
Yes, I watched it this morning. So now I've seen two people
Wendy Williams passed out?
She passed out, yes, dressed as live, the Statue of Liberty.
She overheated. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying it was fake.
I don't know.
Now, which brings me to Cole.
Yes. Okay. Well,
real or fake?
Oh, was this a play to get more food?
It kind of felt like it.
I think so. I think it was because wouldn't they have called on medical?
I think they would have realized it was kind of well. It's like you had Dr. Mike there. It was within hand. So
I don't know, Dr. Mike. I mean, he wasn't having a sexual problem. He passed out.
Well, I mean, is he a psych doctor? He's not like a doctor.
I don't know.
No,
what
he's
he
a
is,
urologist. So.
Yeah, so he has to have some basic.
Okay,
if it was that serious,
they would have called medical. They're not going to take a chance. This guy just passed out.
That's not that serious. He's just tired or exhausted.
He got passed out. You come and you got to check. Okay, what's his vitals and stuff like that? You got to check his blood pressure and stuff.
Since my theory is honestly that since he was only passed out for, a couple of seconds? They probably had medical on hand where if they needed to call medical in, they would have come in. And they probably, after the scene was finished being shot, they likely had them come in and just look him over anyway.
Yep.
And then once he was given the okay, they were like, okay, we can air this footage of Dr. Mike being a hero because
once he was given his extra helping of rice.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was fake.
This is where I say it's not fake. Like the way he fell, I think he hit his head on that like bamboo there. So I do not feel like it was truly fake, but that's just me.
I'm calling Cole out.
I don't know. I think it could go either way. It kind of didn't feel fake again because having seen two people pass out now on TV in one day, I feel like I'm pretty good judge of now. Seeing people pass out?
Having seen people pass out in real life, not just on TV, it looked real. Because again, it's the way he felt, like it was a complete like letting go of the body. Like if he was trying to fake it, he would have some type of like knee jerk reaction to prop.
Do we know Cole's not an actor on the side? We don't know.
Even actors, they'll still put their hands up before they fall.
All right, I'll apologize in advance if it wasn't fake.
You're a big man, Jack. It takes a good person, to apologize.
In the game of Survivor, where people will do things like this.
Yeah, but we probably would have gotten a confessional or like a sly look or something.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
It's not a bad call out, Jack. I'm just saying I don't think that's the case.
Hashtag fakers edit.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah.
Anyways,
if you're cold, do you give a confessional saying you were just faking it?
Yeah, because then you get to be kind of a Johnny Fairplay.
But he doesn't look like he's a Johnny Fairplay type.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Probably not. You know, he did actually look a lot like Benedict Cumberbatch in this scene to me.
I will second Colleen's call out here.
He did, because thank God, nobody in the world agreed with me about Gaga.
Benedict Cumberbatch is an outstanding actor. Enough said. I win.
So, okay. Jessica, the nurse, also tends to Cole. They give him some extra food. Jessica realizes that she truly cares for him and is not ready to play the game without him.
Ugh.
This was my second eye roll of the episode.
Do you think Lauren was convinced that he passed out? She's looking at him like, he just wanted the rice. And if you look at her look, she's like, she says, I don't believe a word he's saying.
Yeah.
But Jessica, come on, Jessica, move on. Find someone else.
Right. Exactly. Get a nice doctor like Dr. Mike.
Get yourself a nice
Mike.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Get yourself someone who owns a motorhome to live in.
Yeah. Upgrade from that
van. But again, if he's rich, I feel like she would be okay. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. I forgot that he's rich.
I didn't forget he's rich, so, but she doesn't know that. It's his true love.
I don't know. Cole's got a pretty big mouth. Cole kind of spills everything. I can't imagine him not saying something. But anyways, Cole eats more and he gives Lauren like this like look, which was the moment where I was like, huh, that was kind of a suspicious look.
Yeah, but, that's what I said. I said he faked it.
Good for him, though. I mean, that was some good faking since he was like shaking and stuttering and stuff. But anyway, if it was, which it probably wasn't, Dr. Mike realizes that Cole has become a liability. Ben agrees that he's a liability. They can't keep pandering to him and protecting him, and they know that he's got to go. We head into the immunity challenge. They have to balance the blocks, stack them up, and spell immunity, which we've previously seen as an individual challenge instead of a group one like this. I kind of liked it.
I did.
Yeah?
Yep. Agreed.
Cole drops the letters just as his team was about to win.
That was tough. That was really tough.
That was the point.
Well, he's still, to be fair to him, he was still a little shaky from passing out.
Or fake passing out.
It was a neat challenge. And again, that team, the red team, Yawa, they figured it out pretty quick.
Now, think it was, I think it was Jessica was one that was the one that figured it out, wasn't it?
Maybe. Was it Jessica also who figured it out when they had the straight line one in the first episode?
She seems pretty, I mean, she seems, it's a shame she's going to, I think she's going to go down with Cole, ruin her game, but I think she's pretty clever, and I think it was her that figured it out, just hold steady. And then once they dropped all their blocks, they just kept running back and, you know, and the other tribe, oh my God.
Anyways, kudos to them.
The moral of the story, don't fall in love with a Cole is not my goal.
Cole is a hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
A hole.
Exactly. So they come back and win, and Levu gets second place, which, by the way, because we always take bets which color is going to win, I got stuck with red because Zach picked whatever, and then Jay was like, well, I totally think that they're going to tribal because of all this Cole set up, and I ended up winning in our house. Booyah.
Does Zach get mad when he loses?
No, he just usually commandeers whatever color that was. All of a sudden, he didn't have blue, he had red. But
he's like a Pats fan.
isn't that you now?
Yeah, wait.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly.
Gotcha. Actually,
I could have picked a loser team. No.
He did turn to me and go, you won, Mommy! Yay! And I was like, yes, I did. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Soku's headed back to tribal, and Allie is very worried that she is going to be the one to go home. Head back to their camp for day 16. JP says that Allie is next. Ryan wants to get rid of JP, but he needs to get Allie on board. Allie weighs the options of Chrissy versus JP. She tries to get on Chrissy's good side. Chrissy points out that this may be the last vote before the merge. She wants to go forward with the best three, not whatever makes them a solid four to win the next challenge, which probably won't come. Ryan doesn't know why everyone suddenly wants to work with him because he thinks that he's a freaking weasel, much like Jack.
Exactly. But looking back on it, it was the right vote for Chrissy. Allie had already written her name down once. How can you trust her?
But she wasn't the one. I guess. But I mean, because Ryan couldn't use Allie to get out JP because Chrissy wasn't going to vote against JP, who's with her.
Right.
So I believed Colleen, which was my mistake, that I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But no, I mean, really, Ryan had no choice. He had to go with Chrissy because that's the ship that he went with the week before.
Right. Exactly. And Allie, it was just, unfortunately, she picked the wrong.
She backed the wrong horse.
Wasn't even her fault.
No, actually, it wasn't her fault at all.
But Ryan
backstabbed her on this.
He backstabbed her, but she did. Unfortunately, Allie didn't know about the alliance that Ryan had with Chrissy.
Yeah,
and that's what her game was, that she didn't know. If she would have known, I can't imagine her saying, "Okay, yeah, I'll vote work out. What do I care?"
Mm-hmm.
Right,
100%. And this was like kind of like what I said at the beginning. Was this the right move for Ryan? Like, he had Allie. Like, she was not going to go anywhere. He had Devin. He's not going to go anywhere. Like, where does he fit now if there's a merge coming up here next week?
I don't think he had Allie.
He did have Allie. He had Allie.
Today?
Before last week.
Last week he did.
Yeah, he did.
But he was stuck in the middle because Allie wanted to get rid of Chrissy. And he didn't want to get rid of Chrissy.
I think Allie was successfully kind of scared into loyalty because who else does Allie have out? She hasn't, you know, they've only had one swap. So it's not like she had anywhere to go. Ryan was her only option at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So even if we had to emerge, she's got to try to rely on making ins with somebody else who already has an established alliance for the last 16
days. But I think if she knew that Ryan had an alliance with Chrissy, I don't think there's any way she goes with work last week. So she would be all right going into this week. Then it might be a different story. But, she already said she couldn't trust Ryan. And I think Ryan knew that. Chrissy, she already voted for Chrissy. So there was no chemistry there. So poor Allie was just left in the...
Yeah, she got screwed over.
Hung out to dry, so.
And was she, I guess, I think she was one of my final three picks. Was she one of your final three picks, Carl? I mean, we'll find out during the tally.
I thought she was one of mine. I could be wrong, though.
I think it's sad, a promising player that the game kind of just went against.
No, she wasn't mine. I have Chrissy, Dez, and Ben. And Devin. Ben, I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if this is the right move for Ryan, your winner's pick, Colleen, because I just don't know where he stands now.
There's a lot
of healers left in the game.
Well, I think it's all right. He had to get rid of. He didn't want her on the jury, Allie.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think he's already because he backstabbed her.
Yeah, but it was early enough in the game. There's still more than half of the game left.
Yeah, you know how these people are, though. They get eventually he votes her out, and then she's still mad anyway. To get to the final,
she was willing to work with them on that vote.
Well, she had to work with them because she was in the outs.
That's all she had. Yeah.
I think it was early enough. The situation could have been salvaged.
Okay, say she stays in the game two or three more weeks longer, and Ryan's responsible for voting her out again. She's on the jury.
Well, yeah, at that point, but
unless she's he outplayed me. But most people are like, oh, he voted me out twice. He's not getting my vote.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've had a couple of bitter juries recently, but we haven't had. They're not always bitter. More often than not, they're not.
Co-wrong anyone? Michelle?
Well, no, that was a bitter jury. But
I'm saying I think Ryan's already thinking ahead.
I could see that.
I think he's thinking, okay, who can I keep? Who do I keep? Who do I don't keep? He's going to have to change his game, I think, once the merge, though. He can't just keep backstabbing people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He's going to have to lock in. He's going to have to cuff up with a relationship here and stick with it.
Exactly.
And ride it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts about the episode? I'm sure we have some listener feedback to get into.
We do have some listener feedback to get into.
All right. Well, let's do it.
All right.
Listener feedback.
Mandy says, is that immunity challenge better as an individual or a tribe challenge?
I liked it. It was a fresh take. That's the first time we've ever seen something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we could have seen it. I just am not really remembering right now because, again, I've got this pregnancy brain thing going on. But I...
Are you pregnant all the time?
I'm usually good at remembering the challenge stuff, but...
I think it's something different. What I liked about it was not just two people having to work at it. They had to work it as a team.
Yep.
But you can see if they didn't, it didn't work.
Right. When the red team did awesome at that.
I mean, considering the red team, I think the other team was at five. Both teams were at five. They had dropped all their blocks. And they came back and won it easily because they just figured it out.
Yeah. Which was awesome. Okay. Are we all in agreement?
I'm in agreement that I don't agree.
I agreeance with Jack. I don't know if I agreeance with you, Colleen.
I think I agreeance with everybody.
Okay. Fantastic.
Is this an airing of the agreeances?
Whatever.
That it is.
Whatever, guys. I'm just real happy that within 30 minutes I'm going to be asleep. Our next email comes from Victoria. Oh, Allie. Arg. Though this episode wasn't as exciting as the previews made it out to be, it was pretty obvious that Allie was going home. Okay, was I really the only one that didn't see it?
I think so. Because now looking back, I'm like, oh, why did I follow Colleen on this one?
Yeah, it was pretty. I saw it. I didn't even when she was trying to talk to Chrissy, I go, because it just reminded me last week when Chrissy was talking to Rourke. Just telling her what she wanted to hear, and you know, even though Rourke's all through it, but
yeah, I guess. Anyway, I know, I can't. Well, it's a good thing that I'm not doing all of the pools that I usually do this season, because it would just be a really big embarrassment. It would hurt too bad. It would be like, you know, the quarterback that has the horrible season after having a lot of winning seasons in a row. People might question my legacy in this, so it's all right. Everybody has an off year, okay, guys? I can't wait for the merge, for I want to see these three scramble.
I don't think Tony Gwynn ever had an off year.
Mm-mm. Well, we can't all be Tony Gwynn, okay?
Saying. He had years he was hurt. But when he was healthy, he could still hit the ball.
Meh. It'll be interesting to see a Ryan versus Joe matchup later on after the merge. I feel like Ben is getting a great edit. I totally agree.
Yeah, but I think Ben has the best edit so far.
Yeah, right now I think Ben gets the winner's edit.
But I will also say, I think we talked about this during the episode. Joe had a good edit throughout finding the idol and everything like that, which is kind of like a myth for me.
Yeah, he had some, you know, I do it for my family music. So maybe he's... But they did that with Kyle Jason, too, remember?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You do the whole family thing, but...
Yeah, with the his daughter.
Ken as a 10. He was bawling about his kid. I'm doing it for my kid.
Well, Ken was a 10, okay? Cole ended up being a 0.
Cole's doing it for a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
So that's
I don't know if roast beef is the best example you want to go with here. You mean Jessica's roast beef sandwich?
Moving on.
Hey-o. Oh, you're no fun tonight. Sadly, I was surprised that Allie took the bait. I was waiting for her to go against Ryan. She could have easily went to JP and told him that Ryan was voting him off, causing some sort of panic. I always say, go off crazy Cass style.
JP probably would have said, huh? I don't think... The problem with JP is we don't see him playing the game.
He plays a quiet game, okay?
But everybody says, but even they're saying he's not playing any game. So how can you work with someone that's doing that?
No, Chrissy said
not to mention
he's quiet.
I mean, he's not gonna I don't know if it'll quite be maybe a Culpepper situation, but if he keeps playing this way, will he end up having enough of a resume to even get the votes to win? And I would say easily not.
Unless
Culpepper did a lot. He just had some enemies.
Yeah, that's true. He did have more enemies.
I mean, who can he take with him right now to win? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do something to to spice it up.
Well, he's going to have to take people that are unlikable or quieter than him.
Well, there's no one quieter.
That's
He seems likable, though.
He does seem likable. He does seem likable. Yeah, you could take Joe, but Joe's a good talker.
Joe's a good talker. Joe can say, and I don't see anything he JP can say at this point. He could pick maybe Lauren, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, hey, $100,000 is better than $0.
Exactly.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag truth. Okay, her loyalty, Allie's loyalty, was her downfall. I think Ryan is a snake, but I can't fault him because he knows it and is playing the game. I kind of feel the same way about Joe. Joe is straight up and holds no punches, and he's really starting to grow on me. The women are really in the background this season, and I need them to step up.
I'd say except for Chrissy. I think
without
she's
an attachment to a man, which I think is Chrissy.
Okay, yeah.
Because Chrissy has...
attached to Ben.
She's, yeah, Ben and Ryan. She's hitched her wagon to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Do we think that Joe and Ryan are going to hit heads here once they merge? For power of the...
I don't know. I feel like...
They seem to be the two that are really playing the game the hard... Other than Chrissy. Chrissy's playing the game.
Is Chrissy playing the game, though?
I think she is.
I think so.
I've seen some criticisms. I've heard some criticisms of her.
I mean, again, I think Ben's playing the better game, and she's kind of cuffed herself with him. So I think it's more that than anything. But,
yeah.
You know, I think she is playing a good game.
Yeah, I mean, she's still there.
And she hasn't really been a target this week after being a target last week, right? Well, she wasn't even a target last week, so... Just
but I see
those
the two people, the two ones that are playing the hardest right now are Ryan
and Joe.
And Joe. So there's got to be some kind of.
Do we see the two of them teaming up? What do you think, Jay?
No.
Ryan and Joe?
Yeah.
No.
What about Joe and what about Ryan and Dr. Mike?
Maybe. But I think Ryan's, he's playing a little too hard and a little too loose. To really form any solid alliance, to be completely honest.
So is Joe, though. Joe is like a tribe of one.
Oh, I agree. But, okay, so now you're going to have two of those people be able to form an alliance together? That's like, come on. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
Fair enough. Victoria finishes with, weird, there are no two women aligned this year. What's up with that? Can't wait to hear everyone's thought. Great job, guys. So that is true. We had very briefly the Rourke-Chrissy thing. Rourke-Allie thing last week? Yes.
And they're both gone.
And they're both gone
back
now.
Yeah. I think once the merge happens, I think you might see maybe Chrissy moving in that direction.
I don't know. So far, every woman Chrissy's gone up against in Tribal has gotten voted out.
I think maybe she might work with some women and to get it some power there. I don't know.
We'll see. I think Chrissy...
What do we have left? We have
Jessica,
Lauren, Dez, Jessica, Ashley, and Chrissy.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's now go and tally the votes. Let's see how we did this week. Colleen, how do you think you did?
Well, I went for Cole, and Cole is still... in the game, so
well, let's see for our preseason picks here.
But I didn't lose a final three pick, and you did, so that's a win.
I think I said merge on Allie, so I think I'm wrong.
If I had, where is she? Allie, oxen free. Where are you? Oh, there you go, Alexandria. That's why. All right, so Colleen said pre-merge, she gets a point here. So kudos there, Colleen.
I did?
You said pre-merge.
Whoa, sometimes I amaze myself.
Jack, you said merge, no points. And I said final three. That's my second person that I said was final three that's gone home so far.
Who was your first?
Alan Ball.
Oh, I forgot about him already.
So you have to win it all or you're done.
No, not necessarily.
Well, we could still lose ours.
Jack, you have Chrissy as a final three. Colleen, you have JP as a final three. But we all had Desi as a final three. So
I did?
It's kind of a suicide pact there.
Wait, I had a Desi?
Yeah, we all have all have Desi. So anyway,
I think she can be final three just because at this point she hasn't shown anything that she can, how she can win.
In terms of who we said was going home, I said Ryan. Jack, you said Ashley, and Colleen, you said Cole. So a whole lot of nothing there.
None of us were even close.
No.
Let's.
Is this the first time that's ever happened?
Colleen, you get another tally, but from the preseason game, nothing there.
Woo-hoo!
And now it's time to pick who we think is going home next week.
This is tough. Let me
get that ready. Jack, you are up first.
I say Cole is your goal, is going home. He'll be considered a threat. He's going.
Colleen.
I agree. For the third week in a row, I'm going to say that Cole is going home. I'm very one-tracked on this.
All right. I'm going to go Cole, too, because I can't let these points
go. Oh, man.
We're in this together. Suicide pack. We ride or we die.
What do we think is going to happen at the merge?
Cole, they've been editing or showing us kind of Cole as the Dodo edit for 2 weeks, and usually it's kind of that 3-episode arc kind of thing, so I could see it being Cole going out next
week.
He's
a pretty Dodo.
Plus, he's a physical threat, and he has no real alliance, so...
Yeah. The thing is, didn't Cole get to eat the pizza? So he had the pizza, and he still passed out?
No. The pizza was after he passed out.
Yeah.
Oh, the pizza was after he passed out?
Yeah. And I'm
he only got, it was only it was only one pizza.
It was only one pizza. No.
Pizza was after he passed out. It was before the challenge.
Because he needed that cup of rice just to get that little
bit. The pizza was day 15. He passed out day 16.
No, he passed out before.
No, he passed out in between the reward and immunity. I'm the one that has the notes with the dates.
I'm calling. We need the survivor listeners out there.
Yeah,
Am I wrong?
I thought it was before too.
No, they did the reward challenge.
Mm-mm. Calling fake news on this one, but we'll let the listeners decide: was I right, or was Colleen right, or we just go?
Wait, seriously, the person that took the notes that wrote down the days that these happened?
I don't trust it.
You took the notes backwards.
Yeah,
no,
you have been off so much tonight. I can't trust your judgment anymore. I'm sorry.
I gotta go. I gotta back Jay up on this one.
No.
Normally, they'd say no way. Colleen's right.
He
passed out
right before the immunity challenge.
You were the only person in the world that thought Allie wasn't going home and thought it was JP. I'm sorry. I don't trust it.
You also thought that JP was going home.
Because I listened to you.
You
can't
turned
do
to
that
me
anymore.
At one point and said, oh, you're going to lose a final three.
Anyway.
So, yeah, Cole, I think I'm hoping that the Bens of the world... and maybe even the JPs, because JP's in my final three, can, you know, fly under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, JP ain't making it to final three.
He could make it. He could make it as the GOAT.
That was a bad final three pick, if you think about it.
Right now, if I had to pick, unless people saw him as a threat to win the game, I mean, who cares if he's a physical threat if you don't think he's going to win the game?
That's true.
Let him win the immunity challenges. I don't care. Yeah, because who cares if he wins immunity challenge if he can't win the game?
Yeah.
Well, if he's likable enough, you don't want, you know, to risk having a bitter jury against yourself and they go with the likable dude.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, I don't know. I'm guessing Devin is safe for a little while because we haven't seen too much with him. And he's got Ryan.
I think Dez is a lock for Final Three unless something happens because she hasn't really done... We haven't seen her do anything. Yeah, I could vote for Joe. That's about it.
Yeah, I can see Ashley getting into it with somebody again and ending up going home sooner than later.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the merge, she flirts with Cole and Jessica goes,
maybe. So, I don't know. Chrissy is protected, but I can see people making Chrissy a target just because she's may have, you know, pissed enough people off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I hope Dr. Mike makes it at least to the final six.
Because I could.
I want a finale
up
with Dr. Mike.
You can always put, I'm the provider.
Which he is. He's a healthcare provider as well.
All right, let's see. We got 12 people, this fish is 2 ounces. Let's figure out how much, how
I'm
many
a fish
different.
Care
we
provider.
Just we all just lick a piece.
Yeah, exactly. No one takes a bite
except Cole, who'll stick his tongue all over the entire thing. That's what she said. But gross. All right. On that note,
let's close it out. give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
And also send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Once again, survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup. If you buy things on Amazon, like your own pizza, personal
Mr. Crab
pizza,
Cup.
Or a Mr. Crab Cup, go to jnjack.com/Amazon. It'll be the same as your normal Amazon, but a small percentage of that sale will go to the Jay and Jack production fold. I want to thank our patrons, the people that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you so much for your patronage, and thank you to all of our patrons. Whether you contribute $1 or more a month, it all helps make all of our shows possible. Speaking of all of our shows, check them all out at jayandjack.com/iTunes. Jay Jack and Mike Bloom are podcasting about Stranger Things Season 2. We're doing 2 episodes a podcast, so definitely subscribe to that. You also have The Broadcast with Colleen. She does the show with Shandy, former host of The Tribe, as Yay! Well as Amanda. You can also check out Dancing with the Stars with Jack, Cindy, and Heather. Heard there was a double elimination this week, so if you want to hear their thoughts about it, check out that show.
We were not happy about the double elimination. Spoiler alert.
And last but not least, check out the Ramblecast with Boston, Nick, Jack, and myself, and sometimes Matt with his amazing list.
Is Nick still on it?
Yeah, he AWOL'd this past week for the After Dark episode, but Matt brought arguably one of his best lists, best worst lists, to the game. So definitely check that out. It's on the old Married Man feed. All right. That, I think, will do it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.